Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, back up here in my home and at our headquarters for our two police and military associations. One is Police and Military Against the New World Order, our international group of police and military. Police and military from other nations and America standing up for God and liberty in our own nations. And our publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. We are really happy to be back from Texas and be back to work here. We get back to some good news, folks, some good news going on. And, folks, this is all happening because God's people can't come together and challenge some of the things that are going on in our government today and at the hands of these international crime families that control our governments and other governments around the world. One we heard about was Dr. James Dobson has entered the Terry Schiavo case, and he says that Terry deserves same chance as woman who came out of her 20-year coma. So praise God, James Dobson has heard that Christians are standing up and Americans in general are standing up against the government, starving young Terry to death at the behest of her husband. And then we also have good news today coming in that a judge dropped all the charges against the Philadelphia Christians. Remember that case last week we talked about adults who were evangelizing at a homosexual event have been vindicated. And there's a young teenage girl, 17, that it says here should be off the hook. And it doesn't say here that she's been off the hook yet. But anyway, good things are happening because Christians and Americans in general are standing up and saying no to some of the draconian, despotic things that are going on. And tonight, we're pleased to have a true man of God who loves this republic and loves freedom to talk to us about the hate crimes legislation once again that's coming on this nation. We'll be right back after this break with Reverend Ted Pike as our guest. Stay tuned for more. Just a couple minutes.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're honored tonight to have back on the Officer Jack McLam program Reverend Ted Pike. You know, Reverend Ted Pike pointed out to us through his wonderful investigations and research that across the world today, in certain places, Canada being one of them, ministers are being arrested for speaking out against things in the Bible. God called an abomination. Christians are being arrested for teaching and preaching the Word of God. A man has been arrested numerous times who believes that 6 million Jews were not killed in the Holocaust, and so stated. I think he's now in jail for 2 years in Canada. Folks, this is what the hate crimes legislation is bringing to us and brought to other parts of the world. Reverend Ted Pike can expand on this for us, but it's coming to America today, and we're deeply concerned that it is an attack on Christianity, among other things, but mostly to destroy Christianity and Christian testimony. So let's bring on the program now, Reverend Ted Pike, back to the program. Welcome, Pastor Ted. Hope you're doing well with your family and your work.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Yes, well, thank you for coming back on, and you're going to update us on what's going on in the fight. Now, I'm just so pleased to hear that as your work expands, Reverend Pike, and more people are learning about this hate crimes legislation and what it's going to do to destroy the First Amendment in this country for certain folks. It won't destroy it for homosexuals or other deviants, and it won't destroy it for favored groups, but it certainly will destroy the First Amendment for those like Christians in this nation. Isn't that true, Reverend Pike?
Yes, it is, and we certainly saw that happen 4 months ago in Philadelphia, where 11 Christians were doing nothing more than standing in a public area during a large homosexual rally and singing a hymn and preaching from the scriptures. They were arrested. They were incarcerated for 21 hours. They were indicted as hate criminals with eight crimes alleged that they had committed, three felonies, five misdemeanors, total jail time, 47 years and $90,000 in fines if they had been convicted. But thank the Lord, there is at least one honest judge in Philadelphia, Judge Pamela Denby of the Common Pleas Court, and she was in a higher position than the circuit court judge who indicted these Christians and was able to free them. And she watched the videotape of the entire happening there, the Christians preaching as well as the police arresting and locking the Christians in the paddy wagon. She proclaimed that the Christians had done nothing against the law. In fact, she made quite a strong statement that in America, we have a very rare privilege to see free speech, that is unpopular speech, protected. And this means, she said, that the Nazis can march in Skokie, Illinois, or the Ku Klux Klan can march if they do so peacefully. And we have this wonderful protection of the First Amendment, which protects speech which is not necessarily politically correct, not necessarily smooth and tailored to smooth people's feelings, but maybe a truthful and forceful and blunt and even tough love speech. So it was a wonderful victory.
Wonderful. It's so good to hear that. We've been praying for these 11, Philadelphia 11, and especially the five that have been taken into persecution and prosecution. So this is a great day. And I want to ask you, Reverend Pike, as a law enforcement person looking at leveling the playing field, I understand, and you might be able to tell us more about this, that this homosexual group at the Outfest for the Sodomites in Philadelphia had a group planning, I think it was the Pink Angelic Sodomites or something like that, were planning to fall upon the Christians and stop them from using the First Amendment. In law enforcement, my friend, under the hate laws, wouldn't that be hate crimes itself being used against Christians?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's very interesting. There's two criteria according to the hate law of Pennsylvania. And, by the way, that is the hate law which the Anti-Defamation League of the Nibereth masterminded, and they persuaded something like 47 other states to adopt some version of this so-called anti-intimidation or anti-hate law. There are two basic components of these ADL state hate laws. The first is bias motivation. According to the ADL, hate equals bias against certainly federally protected groups such as homosexuals. And if that bias motivates some kind of crime, a small or great, then that becomes a hate crime. Well, the hate crimes police and the prosecution in Philadelphia claimed that these Christians had fulfilled both of those criteria. They were manifestly biased against homosexuals, as the Bible is biased. Therefore, they were haters. And then they used their bullhorn as a weapon of crime to speak hurtful words through the megaphone, you know, singing hymns like Blessed Be the Name of the Lord, and preaching scripture through that bullhorn. They considered inciting to riot and hurtful words. Therefore, that was a crime united with bias motivation. In other words, that was a hate crime.
Yeah.
Well, of course, these Christians were biased, but if you want to find the true hate criminal in the Pennsylvania justice system, it's the district attorney of Philadelphia, Lynn Abraham. Now, Lynn Abraham is a member of the National Executive Board of the Anti-Defamation League.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, she's a top honcho in the ADL. She was manifestly biased against these Christians, jumping on them, indicting them, prosecuting them. Very biased. Plus, she committed a very heinous crime, the crime of wrongful arrest and imprisonment. Now, she truly qualifies for being a hate criminal and a violator of Pennsylvania's anti-hate law because she combined bias motivation leading to a very egregious crime.
Yes. I wonder if she's going to get persecuted and prosecuted.
Well, I have been in communication with Scott Shields, who was the attorney for the Philadelphia 11.
Yes.
And he has actual videotapes. He sent me an email today informing me he has actual police videotape of the police and the homosexuals, the Pink Angels, conferring before the homosexual rally on October 10th on how they were going to deal with the Christian protesters who were coming.
Boy, that's also conspiracy to commit hate crimes, isn't it?
I would think it would be. But at the very least, she should not be reelected as district attorney of Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
Actually, she is the one who should spend time in prison. Actually, the hate laws there in Philadelphia, like most ADL hate laws, requires triple penalties for hate laws. She should have a triple penalty for what she has done.
Well, I just have a notion that's not going to occur, brother, because it's against Christians at the ADL. And you might explain to the listeners who the ADL is, because I think that word sometimes people stumble across it and they're not quite sure what that is.
Yes. Well, there's a very large international Jewish organization. It's educational. It's religious. It's charitable. It's called B'nai B'rith International. B'nai B'rith International is worldwide. It has something like 2,300 lodges or chapters. A half a million Jews are members of it. About one out of every 30 Jews is a member of B'nai B'rith International. It's extremely liberal. And they have a so-called civil liberties arm, an enforcement arm of B'nai B'rith International. It was designed in 1913 to combat so-called anti-Semitism. This is called the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith should be called the American Defamation League because it has a notorious, sinister reputation for smearing as anti-Semitic those who in any way criticize the Jewish religion or the State of Israel, and even of hate laws. Now, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith in 1988 sponsored a large national competition among law students in the finest universities in America to help them contrive a so-called anti-hate law for America. And the winner of this contest was Joseph Ribicoff, a Jewish law student from Whittier College in California. And Ribicoff had a very daring program, which the ADL liked very much. They gave him first prize and awarded it that at their Hofstra conference in 1988 at Hofstra University in New York. Ribicoff suggested that if any right-wing Christian organization shows a film critical of homosexuality, the leaders of that organization should be indicted as hate criminals. And if any of the members, perhaps tens of thousands of members of that Christian organization, decide to remain members of that organization, they all should be indicted as hate criminals. And so the ADL took Ribicoff's suggestions plus others, and they created their model anti-hate statute for America. And during the 1990s, the ADL convinced no less than 47 or 48 of the states to have some version of the ADL law enacted as state anti-hate laws.
Okay, hold your thought right there, Reverend Pike. We're coming up on our break, and we'll be right back with more. I want you to think about this, hate crimes, the ADL. Why do they want to promote homosexuality so badly on the American people? We'll be right back and get your answer, Reverend Pike.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
Okay, folks, let's get right to Reverend Ted Pike, right back to him here. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and remember, folks, and all the new listeners out there, we want you to know that our police and military associations represent literally thousands of police and military that love God and love freedom. And we have these type of programs on because we're concerned that our law enforcement people and soon our military will be on the streets of American cities enforcing these despotic Antichrist laws that are being brought upon us. And we want to expose these things so that our brothers and sisters in uniform will have knowledge and make the right decisions if they should, like Acts 5:29 says, we should serve God rather than man. So let's go right back to Reverend Ted Pike. I dropped a bomb on him before we went to the break. I said, why does the ADL push and work so much to promote homosexuality in America? Reverend Pike, do you have a thought on that?
Well, the ADL is interested in breaking down Christian standards and Christian institutions, Christian symbols, and therefore we find that the ADL constantly objecting to crucifixes and manger scenes and Christmas lights. And they're claiming that we must have separation of church and state. And the fact of the matter is that the ADL is a 100% Jewish organization. It has no great love for homosexuals, but they are using the tremendously powerful and corrupt homosexual lobby with a $30 million legislative budget to help batter down and beat down Christian values so that their own New World Order can begin to ascend into predominance over the affairs of the entire world.
I see. Very interesting. And it does make sense.
The ADL also, you're speaking about police officers. The ADL in 1990 persuaded Congress to vote in its so-called Hate Crime Statistic Act. And that ostensibly is an act to gather statistics on the incidence of hate crimes around the country. And they were given a mandate by the federal government to provide instruction for police officers, the definitions of hate crimes for police, FBI, and the Justice Department. And, of course, this is that twisted definition that says hate equals bias against federally protected groups, specifically against homosexuality. And, of course, the Bible is the most biased book in existence against homosexuality, calling it an abomination, and therefore the Bible becomes, by definition, hate speech, and Christians following the Bible, by definition, become haters and even hate criminals. And
Do you hear anything about actually banning the Bible as hate literature? Has that come to your ears?
Well, this was the argument by the prosecution in Philadelphia. In the preliminary hearing on December 14th, they made a very strong case. The chief of police, Tiano, the district attorney, Charles Ehrlich, made a very strong case that the Bible, scripture, preaching and teaching from the Bible should be outside of protection by the First Amendment. The First Amendment should apply and protect words which are compassionate and have respect for diversity of other people, but not for hate speech, fighting words, and so on, intolerance that comes out of the Holy Scripture. Now, Judge Demby, last month, made her first ruling, and she reproved the prosecution of Philadelphia. She told them that if they didn't like the way these Christians were expressing their free speech in the public forum of Philadelphia, then the prosecution ought to go to another country. And that, point of view would come out again in her final ruling, which just came last week, and
yes.
She again said that what the prosecution in Philadelphia had tried to do was to deprive people of their right of free speech in America. So if we do allow these hate laws to be enforced, they're already in place in most of the states, but especially if we allow a few huge federal hate bureaucracy to be established, we will find directives coming down to talk show hosts and to pastors, anyone who specializes or makes their living through free public speech, that no longer are they entitled to criticize in specific terms a certain federally protected groups.
Well, my goodness, I being an old cop and watching the corruption of the judges and those promoted up through the ranks, I can say on behalf of a lot of police officers out here, we're shocked that a judge in America would say those kind of things, which are appropriate and absolutely correct, but we just didn't think we'd find a judge at a certain level that would say those kind of things. So we're just praising the Lord for that. Maybe we're turning a corner here, brother. What do you think?
Well, we certainly are turning a corner, because it was very, very clear that the ADL intended to break out in real persecution against Christians. And we were able to hold that back.
Good grief. Well, wonderful. Thank you for bringing that information, Pastor Mike. We'll be right back with more folks on the Officer Jack McLam program. And we're going to open the phone lines up, too, folks, so hang on there. We'll be back. We'll open the phone lines up and see what you have to say about this persecution that's coming upon Christians in the land. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, we're back, and we're going to go right back to Reverend Ted Pike here. Reverend Pike, we have 2 callers in before we even gave out the number here. Is there something you'd like to say before we open the phone lines up?
Yes, it's very, very important that our listeners now be aware that even though we've had a very great victory in Philadelphia, we have a tremendous threat looming above us in the big federal hate bill, which is now in the House Judiciary Committee of the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Now, I have been dreading this because last year the House and the Senate members both indicated very strongly by overwhelming majorities that they would vote for a federal hate bill. This is, the ADL's model anti-hate legislation pushed up to a federal level, which will create a vast federal anti-hate, so-called anti-hate bureaucracy in America like they have in Canada or Sweden and some European countries. Now, it's called the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005. It's H.R. 259. I'll just repeat that so people can write that down.
Please do.
That's the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, H.R. 259. And that is going through the House Judiciary Committee right now. It was introduced very quietly by the ADL on January 6th. The ADL has had so much of a reversal as a result of what has happened in Philadelphia, and there's so much public sentiment now against the whole idea of hate crimes legislation that they skipped all of their cameras and microphones and big PR like they usually have, kicking off every other year or so when they introduce this bill, the same legislation. Instead, they're trying to do it very quietly, counting upon the pledges of members of the Senate and members of the House that they will pass this. I have been sounding the alarm very loudly. If I could, let me just give the toll-free number to Congress.
Please do, and then before we go to the phone calls, please give out the way people can get a hold of you and your organization, because we have to rally now if we're going to stop our elected things from voting for this.
Absolutely.
And we can do it, folks. We can do it because we're doing it.
Yes, we are.
We're doing it right now with the Terry Schiavo case in Florida. Now Pastor Dr. Dobson's on board with us. We've through absolute irate Christian phone calls and email and faxes, the judges have allowed our Christian brothers in Philadelphia to go free. So we can stop this too, Reverend Pike. Yes. You tell us how we can get a hold of you and give out that information, how to get a hold of our Congress so
yes.
we can start a revolution against this thing.
Right. Well, the toll-free number to Congress is 877-762-8762. That's 877-762-8762. Now, that's a toll-free number. Sometimes those change. And the old standby to Congress, however, is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That is not toll-free, but it'll get you through. Now, we have basically three things, three short statements you need to give to your members of Congress in order to persuade them to vote against this law. Number one, for preaching the gospel, 11 Christians were arrested under Pennsylvania's anti-hate law. That's number one. For preaching the gospel, 11 Christians were arrested under Pennsylvania's anti-hate law. And then number two, this proves that hate laws persecute Christians and end free speech. Number two, this proves that hate laws persecute Christians and end free speech. And finally, number three, please don't approve the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, H.R. 259. Please don't approve the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, H.R. 259. Now, in a nutshell, what this big federal hate bill will do, it will multiply about 50 times over the confusion, the legal chaos, and the persecution we saw happening under only one state hate law. Yeah. It will give the federal government the complete green light to invade states' rights in law enforcement anytime the federal government wants to. Traditionally, we've had strong barriers against the federal government coming down and meddling with the local attorney generals and justice departments in their enforcement of the Constitution. Yeah. All that will be passed as the police and the state will be united. And the federal government will have jurisdiction not only to invade states' rights anytime it wants to in hate crimes trial, but it will also have the right to enforce this twisted ADL definition that hate equals bias against federally protected groups. And, of course, this gives the government the right to criminalize the pulpit, criminalize the talk show host, criminalize even pro-lifers.
And the Bible.
And the Holy Scriptures themselves.
That's right.
What we would have if we had a big federal bureaucracy is you would have a hate crimes indictment coming down sporadically all around the country, even perhaps at the same time. And you see, we've been able to keep on top of the situation in Philadelphia because it's an isolated case. and we can bring, even though there's a total media, secular media blackout on this, we've been able to focus public opinion through many FM talk shows like Jax and others, and breaking through the big news blockade. But if you have hate crimes trials going on faster than you can keep up with them all around the country, then we have gone downriver into real last days persecution of the church, and there'll be no stopping it. That's why it is so important today and tomorrow to spend some time calling your members of Congress. I should also mention something that's very important. There are 22 Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee. Now, if you come to our website, my website, which is www.hatelawsexposed.org, that's www.hatelawsexposed.org, we have there in one of our articles all these Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee. When you use this toll-free number, 877-762-8762, in only about an hour, you can call each member of the House Judiciary Committee with a simple statement of opposition to the hate law, and you'll do a tremendous service for freedom and for the freedom of your children.
Reverend Pike, do you have those 1, 2, and 3 messages on your website?
People couldn't write them down fast enough. I believe I could probably put them up tonight.
Could you do that for us?
Okay, I'll do that.
We're going to use that 1, 2, 3 punch.
Yeah.
The 1, 2, 3 punch he describes that I'm sure you didn't have time to write them down right. Reverend Pike, if you'd put those up on the website, it would help tremendously.
Okay, we'll get those up.
Okay,
very good. We have lots of very informative articles. I should mention also, Jack, that we have a very powerful 80-minute documentary called Hate Laws, Making Criminals of Christians.
Very good, yes.
And that gives a complete background on how the Anti-Defamation League of the NIBRF had established hate laws in Canada, how they've done it in the states, most of our states of the Union, how they want to do it on the federal level. This gives you a complete explanation of this legislation, which is now in the House Judiciary Committee. And that video is available for only $25. You can order it at www.hatelawsexposed.org. You can order it online, or you could call me at home, and my phone number is 503-631-3808. That's 503-631-3808. If you have your credit card handy, I can send you a copy immediately, or I can give you a mailing address if you call me.
Okay, and I would also ask the people to do this, brother, that your pastor has to see this tape. They have to see it because they have to be aware that Christianity is under attack, and I'll bet you most of the pastors in America, Reverend Pike, does not know the seriousness of what you're talking about.
Oh, absolutely not. The church has been asleep, totally oblivious. And one of the great blessings of the scandal in Philadelphia in October was that it helped me dramatize to the nation and to the church as never before how hate laws are not idealistic, they're not high-minded, they are mean, they are vicious, they have been contrived and designed from the very beginning to entrap Christians in litigation and in prison and bring about the systematic and legal persecution of Christianity.
Reverend Pike, hate laws are absolute raw hate.
Yes.
That's what it seems like to me.
Yes. And
let's go to our callers, if you do not mind,
sure.
Reverend Pike, because we want to get in a few callers here. Let's go right now to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Reverend Ted Pike.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you and also share a common ground of being a Christian and doing what's right in God's eyes.
Amen.
Brother, I'd like to... I noticed that in the that excerpt that you read from the judge's ruling, that she said that we here in America have a rare privilege of being able to exercise, whatever she went going to say there, but it was my understanding, brother, that here is a right to be able to utilize the power of free speech. Am I right or wrong on that?
Well, of course, I think that's what she meant.
Mm-hmm.
We have the genius of our Bill of Rights and Constitution is that it protects not just politically correct speech, but even abrasive speech, even imperfect speech, and so on. And we have to keep that in very much in mind because, you know, sometimes talk show hosts and commentators have asked these Christians, now, did you threaten these people with hell, or were you rough in your language, or anything like that? Did you talk too loudly through the megaphone and so on? Well, even if these Christians had threatened them with hell or had used a megaphone that was too loud, nevertheless, we have to remember that such imperfect forms of speech, as the public defines imperfection, are still included and protected under the First Amendment.
Absolutely. As a police officer, I know we were taught that police officers can't be offended. You know, we have to be called whatever we're called, and we can't retaliate because people have a First Amendment protected right to speak. And so I believe that the judges are not realizing that today, but praise the Lord, this one down there did recognize this.
I'd like to nominate Pamela Demby to become the new district attorney of Philadelphia.
Man, boy, wouldn't that be wonderful. Yeah, Todd, thank you so much for your call, brother. Hope you'll call back again.
Hello?
Or Rodney, rather. Rodney, thank you for your call. I hope you'll call back again. Let's go to Todd now in Florida. Todd, welcome to the program. You're on with Reverend Ted Pike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me call in. I'm listening to you, and I just got in on the tail end of the program, but there's a couple things that we have to realize as at least Americans. Okay, I'm not a Christian. I just want to, you know, say that up front. I don't have anything against what you guys are doing, but we have to look at what happened in Russia back in the 30s. There was one crime. There was a crime against the state, okay? And you either got 10 years or 25 years, depending upon the crime that you committed, okay? There wasn't much of a trial, and your prison time was pretty brutal, okay? And millions and millions of people died under communism. Well, what we've got today is we've got basically the same tribe of people trying to push the same kind of laws through the government to silence any opposition to their religious agenda, okay? And what I'm talking about are Jewish people. I'm not talking about a group of people that are Jews because of their race or Jews because of their religion or nationality. I'm talking about Jews because of their race. They have a religious belief to rule the world. And until we take this seriously, until we look at the history of the Jewish people and see that they are against everybody who is not Jewish, we're going to keep being on the defensive. And as long as we're on the defensive, calling our congressmen, writing letters, pleading with people in the government, trying to get the message out, just like the Birchers did back in the 50s, we're going to be always one step forward and two steps back. Why? Because we're on the defensive, and these people are continuously on the offense. So what we've got to do is we've got to get together and say, look, they're pretty much entrenched in the government, okay, whether it's, you know, whatever group, whether it's Morris D's and the Southern Poverty Law Center, whether it's the ADL, whether it's the B'nai B'rith, okay, they're all entrenched in the government. And you'll notice that whenever they catch a Jewish spy, they let the person go. Okay, so we haven't got a problem here with the ADL or B'nai B'rith. We've got a Jewish problem, and we've got to look at it as a Jewish problem, and we've got to look at these people as enemies of Americans, enemies of people who are not Jewish, because in the past they've demonstrated that they're against everything, whether they're pushing for communism or whether they're pushing for their own liberal agenda or something that doesn't seem quite as bad. They're always pushing for their own agenda, and it has nothing to do with that of Americans or people who are not Jewish. So
okay,
we've got to start taking them seriously.
Uh-huh. Todd, thank you for your call. We're coming up on a break here now. That could be a whole nother program, Reverend Ted Pike, because You know, I kind of disagree. I kind of go along with Arthur Koestler, the Jew that wrote the book, The 13th Tribe, that not all of these people that are bringing persecution on the Jewish people as themselves, many of them are Gentiles that were proselyte Jews years and years ago, the 7th century in the Eastern Europe, and whose many of these people call themselves Jews, as the Bible says, but the Bible says they are not Jews, and they bring a lot of heat onto those that are Sephardic Jews or true Jews from Palestine and so forth. Not that their religious book is Christian or is an Antichrist, but I think that to say it is the Jews, is kind of missing the mark. But we'll be back with Reverend Ted Pike in just a minute and get his take on it. Folks, we'll be just a couple minutes. We'll return.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right.
Yes, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're on with Reverend Ted Pike, and Todd brought up a very interesting issue here, and many, many Americans and people around the world have got caught up into this. It's the Jews, it's the Jews, it's the Jews, and we've here at our Police and Military Association, who has many good America First Jews and Jews that love God and liberty, have told us about the Talmud, a pharisaical book of the Pharisees that is antichrist without any doubt, but they've also brought us wonderful books like this book Arthur Koestler put out, The 13th Tribe, showing that 90% of the so-called Jews in the world today are Ashkenazi proselyte Jews. Reverend Ted Pike, are the Palestinian Jews and the Jews that are trying to live by the Torah, the old books of the Bible, are they the real problem in the world today, or is it another group?
Well, maybe I could just kind of give an overview of the way I feel about it, Jack.
Okay.
It's very, very clear to me from the scriptures that in a time of gross idolatry and even barbarism in the ancient world, God Almighty and Jesus Christ ordained that the Hebrew people under Abraham and the patriarchs be set aside as a special race, a special people, to provide a foothold of truth and light and civilization in this world of barbarism.
And that's the Hebrew people you're talking about were not the Jews at that time.
Well, they were the fathers. It was out of the Hebrews that came the tribe of Judah, and Jesus was the lion of the tribe of Judah and came out of them.
True.
But
yes.
Here is my point. The Jews, or the Hebrews, however you want to call them, have had an irreplaceable part in bringing truth and light and ethical instruction to the nations, and even helping bring Jesus Christ into the world, the greatest blessing this world has ever known. However, they turned, they followed their false, perverse religious leadership, which was kind of the B'nai B'rith ADL of the first century, the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin convinced them to crucify their Messiah, Jesus Christ. And ever since, the Jewish nation, following the Pharisees, have had a grudge against Christians. They've had a grudge against Jesus. They manifestly persecuted the...
You've got about half a minute left, brother. Half a minute.
Anyway, my point is, Israel today is in a state of deep apostasy to Jesus Christ and all truth. It's in rivalry. It would like to renew the persecution, which it had to end in the book of Acts. And that's where we are right now. We have to realize and agree with Christ, who told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and beware of the synagogue of Satan. And Paul, who told us to beware of the concision, or the circumcision, as it was called. Beware of the Jews, he said, because they are enemies of the gospel for your sake. Now, I believe that in ages to come, in the future, eventually,
at the second coming of Christ,
Jews will repent and turn to Jesus.
All right. Well, thank you so much, brother. We're totally out of time here tonight. We could do a whole show on that, Reverend Ted Pike, I'm sure. A matter of fact, several shows on that subject. But listen, thank you for being with us tonight and revving us up about standing up against these hate laws, brother. And we want to have you back on again sometime, okay?
Thank you, Jack.
All right. Have a good night, everybody. That's all of the Officer Jack McLam program for tonight. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good night.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.